Representative elect Kat Kamik, "Only in America could I go from homelessness to Congress." By Robert Krajicek on November 24, 2020. Rep. elect Kat Kamik, RFL, told Breitbart News on Tuesday that her election to the House of Representatives after a period of time in which she was homeless illustrates the American dream. "Just 9 years ago, I was homeless, and only in America can someone go from being homeless to the House of Representatives in less than 9 years," Kamik said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Kamik continued, "I ended up getting involved in politics when in 2011 an Obama-era housing program took away our family's cattle ranch out west. And after being homeless for several months, I made the life decision get involved rather than take over the family business, which had been my plan all along." Kamik emphasized the power of agency while recalling that she slept in her car while homeless. "I remember so distinctly, thinking I'm never going to be in this position again," Kamik shared. "I don't have to get depressed or sad about this. Because life is about choices, and I'm making a choice that is going to be better for me tomorrow. And keep on going, and that's how you pull yourself up from your bootstraps. Listen." Kamik identified that the Obama administration's Home Affordable Modification Program, HAMP, as an impetus for her political involvement. "The turning point was in April 2011, when my mom, she got the call that we had 23 days to evict, and the Obama initiative, which was the HAMP program, his signature housing program, which no one actually signed up to be a part of," Kamik stated. Kamik said HAMP enabled banks to abandon some loans in order to receive federal tax credits. "About 7 million people lost their homes under that program," she noted, "and very few legislators and leaders were vocal about the failure of this program. It just blew my mind. The older I got, the more I realized how swampy and disgusting this type of legislation was. Republicans and Democrats were complicit in this." Kamik described herself as an America First Republican and constitutional conservative. "The choice between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden amounted to a decision between America versus socialism," she assessed. "We are really at that point where we can either continue to keep our head in the sand and become a socialist nation, or we fight back and make this an America First policy-driven Congress that's focused on the home front," Kamik remarked. Kamik, at 32, is the youngest Republican woman elected to Congress. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.